Okay, so day five, my last day of hedging. And I suppose I should consider myself rather lucky. So, my lovely friend rolled her D10 for me, and it landed on 8 again. Now, I would suspect that somebody bribed her. Except that when she rolled the D20 to tell me how many times I would have to spank myself again, the D20 landed on a 1. So I only have to spank myself one time while edging. Now I know what you might be thinking. That seems a little anticlimactic for my last edging session. So I decided that I'm not just going to edge and spank myself one time because that would be silly. So instead, I am going to attempt tell a little story. And I'm kind of making it up as I go, so forgive me. My brain might not be working as well as it ordinarily does when I improv. So, for this story, Daddy told me that I had been a very good baby girl, and because I had been such a good baby girl, he bought me a doll. A pretty little fuck and we will call her Dolly because she was my pretty dolly. Daddy told me that I had to take very, very good care of my dolly. And I did. I took very good care of Dolly. I made sure she was happy. Made sure she always looked pretty. Made sure. That she always had a nice place to sleep at the foot of my bed. Because she was my pretty little doll. For me to dress up and play with and use however I wanted. But one day I was not feeling very happy. And, I was feeling very crabby and sulky and bratty. And I went in my room and I shut the door, and Dolly was waiting for me. And I told Dolly to get on the bed on all fours. And she knew that I was not happy. It didn't have anything to do with Dolly, but it didn't matter to me. I tangled my fingers in Dolly's hair and I pulled her head back. I made her gasp. My other hand, I raked my fingernails down her back, that beautiful pale skin leaving angry red scratch marks down her skin. And when she didn't gasp loud enough, I spanked her hard once must not have heard the door open. Daddy has a very quiet step. Because no sooner had I pulled my hand back to spank her again than... my daddy spanked me. God. And then he raked his fingers down my back and pulled my hair, and he growled into my ear, and he said that everything that I did to Dolly, he was gonna do to me. And I was mad, and I didn't care. And I grabbed Dolly and flipped her over. And I grabbed her nipples and I pinched and I pulled hard. My daddy didn't touch me. He watched me. And then he marched over to my dresser and yanked open the top drawer. And I knew what he was doing. And he pulled out the nipple clamps. And I knew I had to let him. I didn't want to. He walked back to me. And he grabbed my nipple. And pulled it out. And put the clamp first on one side. And he tightened it so tight. Oh, God. Way tighter than he'd ever done it before. And then he did the other side. And Dolly just watched. Oh, God. And Daddy told Dolly to grab the chain and pull. Oh, God. And she didn't pull very hard. Dolly's a good girl. By now I was panting. And it's starting to get really wet. I had Nolly. I had her kneel in front of me. And I pushed my fingers into her wet cunt. And I started to fuck her. She had the chain for my nipple clamps in her teeth. Oh. And Daddy started to push his big fingers into my pussy. And he fucked me just the same way I was fucking Dolly. And I started fucking her harder and faster. Oh, fuck. I can feel her tighten around my fingers. I could feel my pussy clench around Daddy's fingers, too. Oh, God, I wanted to come. I needed to make Dolly come so I could come. Oh, fuck. I ran my thumb in little circles around her clit over and over and over and over. And Daddy started to do the same thing to mine. Oh, and I was getting so close. Oh, God. And I told Dolly to come. I told her to be a good girl and come. Fuck. She came hard. She came all over my fingers. Oh, fuck. It felt so good. She's such a good girl. I told her what a good girl she is. And I waited for Daddy. And he fucked me hard and fast and played with my little clit, and I started to tense and clench and flutter around him. Oh yes, Daddy, please make me come. Please make me come, please. 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 And then he pulled his fingers out. And he stepped back away from me. Oh, Daddy, please. I made her come. I made her come. She was a good girl. She came for me. Daddy, please make me come. And Daddy said no. He said I needed to learn to control my temper. And he said that I needed to learn patience. And he said maybe tomorrow. Maybe. He would let me come. So I don't get to come. But Dolly is curled up beside me, happy and satisfied. And I watch her sleep and stroke her cheek and her hair. And I smile because she is a good girl. And I know that. And it's not Dolly's fault that I can't come. It's mine. And I know that. And I'll be a very good girl. And maybe tomorrow, Daddy will let me come. Fuck. So that was day 5. I hope you liked my story.